Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Is it safe to say good morning today? Well, it's good to see all of you again. I'd like to start out today by asking you a question. Do you trust in God? Do you always trust in Him? We believe and trust in Him, obey Him, and keep His commandments. We meet with Him at His appointed times. We are here doing that today. John 14:4, we just sang that. God speaks to us. Where Christ promised that He went to prepare many mansions for us, and we're celebrating the time when we'll be in those mansions. And I'm here to talk about, we're giving a commanded offering, and I will get to that a little bit later. But the question is, day in and day out, do we trust in God? Through the mundanities of life, are we trusting in Him? I'd like to illustrate what I mean in this point by telling you a story, a personal story, a miracle story, a story perhaps to my own hurt, but it's a miracle story and it's a dog story. Everybody loves dog stories, right? Well, I work in construction. I do HVAC, that pipe up there. From that end all the way up to the unit, that's what I do for a living. But construction is has ebbs and flows, and there's times when you're doing great, going great gonzo. Sorry, all the construction words are coming to my mind that I don't want to repeat. I don't use them, but they're the only ones that come to my mind. I don't know why. But anyways, so there's ebbs and flows, and I was laid off this summer. And some of you know that who are online with us. And I was laid off for about 18 weeks, but I was laid off job attached, and so we trusted in God. There was enough to keep us going. We didn't have a lot of debt to worry about, but as time went on, a bill came up that was outside of the parameters of that money that we had coming in. And so it caused a little stress in our life for a moment there. And it got the better of us for a moment. And one morning, and I was leaving early, and so I left the house, and I came back in to put the window back in the door. And as I was doing that, and not at the right state of mind, I opened the door, and there's this little dog out of nowhere. It's a white and brown. It looks a lot like your dog, Ledger's. Small dog, and it was wet and dirty and looking pitiful. And so immediately, it was an attitude check for me. All of a sudden, here's this innocent little dog. And so then I had to go around and look for, who owns this dog. It had I don't believe it had tags on it, but it had a collar. And so I went, we don't have many neighbors. We have neighbors across the street, one neighbor behind us, and I knew it wasn't their dog. So I was knocking on the door, waking people up, is this your dog? And I couldn't find anybody, and I had to get going. So then I put it, we had a collapsible kennel that I put the dog in so that it wouldn't get away, which was a good thing, it turns out. That was a blessing that I did that. And so now it was my wife's deal. I had to go, so now she has to take care of this dog. And so she goes to the, and I forget where I was going, to an interview or something. But anyways, she took care of the dog, went across the street, and a neighbor helped her with a Facebook. There's a web page where they post lost dogs, and they were able to find the owner. And so she found they were able to call the owner. The owner came and said, well, this is a special dog that you We've been looking for this dog for 3 days, and one person had found it, but they didn't lock it up, and it got away. And it turns out the dog was a well-trained dog, you know, can do tricks, and was it a show dog? No, it wasn't a show dog, but it was very special to this lady. And she goes, by the way, do you know that there's a reward for this dog? And we didn't know that. So, and it was the amount of money that we needed for the bill. So, but the point is, for a moment there, you know, we trusted in God. We trust in God, but for a moment there, you know, life gets the better of you. So, that was his way of saying, I'm still there, and I'm watching over you. And I know everybody here has stories like that. But I just wanted to bring this point out and find out where I'm at here. What I'd like to do now is turn to Psalms 13. And I think this illustrates what I'm talking about. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul? And I like to think of that as, you know, when we're talking to ourselves, we have those conversations, you know, the conversations that tell us, keep us from saying the things we shouldn't be saying, or, you know, when we're talking to God in our hearts. How long will my enemy be exalted over me? The enemy, the only true enemy we have is Satan, the devil. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, lest Satan says he prevails against us, lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. And indeed, he did deal bountifully with us. I ended up getting a job with a substantial raise from what I had before. And so God blessed us, has blessed us greatly. There's other, in Psalm 16, it says, preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. Well, we're here together because we do trust in God. If you turn to Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 through 17. Three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. That's a command. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. So we think about that as we prepare our offerings. But this is a giving that's a commanded. It's not a voluntary giving, which we do through the course of our lives as we walk in the way. But here at the Christian Church of God, we've been trusting in God for 17 years to put on this is our 17th year putting on the Feast of Tabernacles, and it started as a service to, as many of you know, to serve those who were lost through the cracks during the big changes with worldwide, and we were blessed. We've been blessed ever since, and every offering that we take up at the feast pays forward for the next feast. So that's where your offerings will go. You can also, you don't have to send them, you can mark on your envelope if you want it to go to somewhere else, and that's fine too. But we also have the offerings that we have been getting. We have a work in Kenya where there, if you don't know, where they are keeping the feast, and it's over 1,000 people this year, collectively, through three countries, and we were able to support them at a measly $8 per person. You can imagine where we'd be if we had to go on $8 a person. But they're grateful for it, and there's some very faithful men there who are doing a lot of traveling right now and preaching and teaching. And it is a practice of trust for us. You know, it has been ever since we started that, because we're here and they're there, and you know that there's a lot of fraud over there. But we found some men that we can trust, and they're not the only ones providing feasts over there. All the other Churches of God have feasts in Nairobi, in Kenya, Tanzania, and what was the other country?
Rwanda.
So let's go ahead and take up the offering, and as we trust in God, and we have an offertory music. Pam is going to play it. It's called "To a Wild Rose" by Edward McDowell, and then Ray will come back up after that. Happy feast, everybody.
All right, just one more quick announcement. There'll be a meeting of all the speakers immediately following services. Or you want to just meet up here? Just up here. So everyone who'll be speaking, Dell would like to have a word with us. But now we're going to have the main message and special music. The main message will be brought to us by Mr. Albert Kefauver. But first we're going to have special music by my first and only son, Mac, and he'll be playing "River" by Peter Cater. And then afterwards, the main message.